Olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
So let's talk about the art. Where did that start? Did it start at Avondale College? Did you study art at school? And was there a particular teacher who inspired you to become an artist?
Yeah, we could say that the seeds were planted at Avondale College. As I was saying, I was a juvenile delinquent. Truancy was something I practiced heavily. Like, so I was, you know, there are 365 days in a year. I think in the school year, I was absent 100 days plus. So, but I had this art teacher that who was just kind to me, and I was the only student that was allowed to come, and I would go to school and get the camera, get a roll of black and white film, and then I would go to the city. I'll go to downtown Auckland and just take photographs of the city, of my friends, you know, you could say I was a runaway. So, you know, we were like street kids back in those days. You know, we had nowhere to go, we had no money. So, but as I was saying, this teacher, he realized that, you know, there are other ways of learning. And, you know, I'm grateful to my teachers who gave me the freedom to, one, come to Avondale College to use their resources, you know, access to a camera and film, and then allowing me to leave again. As a young youth, I started doing, like, modeling for various clothing houses in Auckland at a very young age, but we call it a street casting. So you know, basically the photographer who became my mentor and good film, Kerry Brown, and his partner at the time, Rosanna Raymond. So we became collaborators. I wasn't comfortable being in front of the camera as a model. I felt, I was very shy at the time and lacked confidence, and quickly switched to the other side of the camera. And then, of course, you know, like in fashion, photography and clothing, like New York City is like the epicenter of the world. You know, the fashion capitals at the time were Paris and New York mm-hmm. and London. So, you know, of course, the desire to go to one of these metropolises was presented early, and you know, I chose New York, but it was difficult. I did it the hard way. I was an illegal immigrant in both New York and Paris for many, many years. You have no support, you have no access to any financial support or institutions. It was an adventure. I was young and resilient. I would not recommend it doing this way. Yeah, I made it very hard for myself, you know, but in some way, you know, like the inspiration came from my parents and my grandparents, you know, who migrated to a foreign country, New Zealand, from, you know, from their out of necessity. But also, you know, it's like taking enormous risks.
So, but how does that impact on your art? I mean, that kind of lifestyle, it would actually mold or nurture the artist in you in some way.
I think it's called empathy.
Yeah.
You know, and in my art practice, this is what I try to convey, is empathy. You know, I feel your pain. I see you, hear you, feel you. The struggle is real. But, you know, the real enemy is in your head, is yourself, you know. It's not for everyone, and it's not a common story. You do make sacrifices. I don't have the experience of raising children. I have, you know, like raised other people's children in terms of, you know, like, again, out of necessity. But, I don't have that connection to, you know, offspring or to someone of it, you know, to raising a child of your own flesh and blood. The relationship of motherhood, fatherhood, all of that stuff is quite foreign to me. But I try to fill that gap through my art practice, by engaging community. And that's what I try to do with my photography. I try to reach people who are, who also feel isolated, who feel that there's no support, I try to emphasize that through my practice.
Toi fia faafofonga I nisi tala faapea? Faafofonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po fela vai mawailau podcast.